Even though this band has taken their final bows, don't look back in anger. Welcome to WatchMojo.com, and today we're taking a look at the history of Oasis. Rock band Oasis formed in 1991 in Manchester, England. The group originated from another band called The Rain and was comprised of guitarist Paul Arthurs, bassist Paul McGuigan, drummer Tony McCarroll, and vocalist Liam Gallagher. The lineup was solidified later that year when Noel Gallagher came on as the band's leader and main guitarist, while Arthurs took over rhythm guitar. Oasis spent the next few months playing shows and recording a demo. They were then discovered by the co-founder of Creation Records, Alan McGee, in 1993. Their debut, Definitely Maybe, dropped the next year.
All right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis podcast. As you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. I hope you guys are okay, enjoying the new year and everything that comes with it and all that sort of stuff. Things are sort of still quite slow news-wise in the world of Oasis, and the Gallagher brothers obviously haven't quite kicked off yet, although the first few gigs are coming in the next couple of weeks. Liam's off to Amsterdam and other bits and pieces coming up, so it is going to start kicking off again. I suppose the biggest thing that happened this week is Noel is doing a couple of shows, one of which is for the Teenage Cancer Trust. And I saw tickets went on sale, and there was a sort of discussions about how much tickets were going to be. 71 quid and up, since I'm at like 241 quid and things. I know it's for charity, but wow, that's something else. But there you go. You will be able to see Noel this year, cheaper than that, I imagine. But in the meantime, for today's episode, it's going to be just a JC solo show. One of the things I wanted to do today was just go through the Oasis related stuff on YouTube. I've got a YouTube channel over there. I've done a couple of bits over there. I've put up a couple of podcasts. A few guys have, I think I put up the Brian Cannon one, I put up one of the Tony McCarroll ones. A few guys put a few bits of pieces of images and things on it. And I'm trying to build up some stuff over there. I think that could be quite good to do over on YouTube, because I know that's the way a lot of people take a lot of their content these days, is via YouTube. I know I personally do a lot of YouTube. So yeah, but there is a load of good stuff over there, and it would be good to shine a light, pun intended, on some great stuff on YouTube. So that's what we're going to do today. I would be interested to hear what you guys think. So if there's any that I've missed out that you want to get in touch with and tell me about, then do feel free. And just a quick reminder before we get going that the book, the official Oasis podcast book, some might say the definitive story of Oasis, is available to pre-order now. It's on This Day in Music's website. It's also on Amazon now, which is very cool. Pre-order, and I think it's due to come out end of March, start of April time. We are looking to do a couple of launch events, so look out for that around the end of March, April. London, definitely, possibly Glasgow, possibly Manchester, possibly Bristol as well. But yeah, let me know if that's the sort of thing. I don't think we'll do a big thing with Tony and you have to pay 15 quid to get in, that sort of stuff. I think it'd be more of a just hire a place, have a quick chat, maybe get someone to play a few acoustic tunes, something like that. I think that would be a really nice little evening. So, and let people know there's a book out. That's what it's all about. But yeah, so that all is good. Right, so anyway, let's get on with this sort of chat about stuff on YouTube. Okay, first things first, let's just give a shout out to some people that have been doing, that have done stuff for the podcast. Good friends of the podcast, patrons, contributors. So a couple of guys just give a shout out to that do fantastic Oasis-based tutorials. We've got First off, we've got Ryan Harvey, who is at the Harvey Boys, good friend of the podcast, does loads of Oasis-related stuff as well as other stuff on YouTube, including tutorials. So let's have a bit of one of those.
Fifth fret here, I guess. Sorry, six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah. So we've got four of these.
So there you go. If you're a guitar player, you want to break down exactly how it comes about, then Ryan's channel is absolutely ideal for that. Another one, another friend of the podcast that does a similar thing, breakdowns of not just Oasis, but loads and loads of other artists as well. And great personality, funny guy, and does his own original music as well, is Khan Might Say. So let's have a little bit of a Khan Might Say breakdown.
Listen up, what's the time? Said today I'm gonna speak my mind. Take me up to the top of the world. I wanna see my cry. Day by day, there's a man in a suit who's gonna make you pay for the thoughts that you think and the words they won't let you say.
So, fantastic stuff. Make sure you're following both Ryan and Khan Might Say. That's brilliant stuff. Right, probably the biggest Oasis YouTuber in terms of covers is this chap called Pete, who goes under Georgia Rose 16. He's not really a Twitter person, but he's on Facebook. He has got a Facebook group. I've had a couple of messages with him, and I was going to do an interview with him. He's pretty much done every Oasis song, either covers or tutorials. He's an Aussie guy, super talented, and yeah, based on his Facebook group as well, lovely guy as well. If you think that it's someone you'd like to hear from on the podcast, drop him a message. I have messaged him before and said he's more than welcome to come on, happy to have a chat through. But yeah, Georgia Rose 16. Brilliant covers, brilliant tutorials. Check him out.
Out to sea, it's the only place I honestly can get myself some peace of mind. It's getting hard to fly. If I'm to fall, would you be there to applaud, or would you hide behind the wall?
A couple of others to mention that do kind of mashups and remixes. Someone that you've heard of quite a bit on here is Hazed. Ross Hazed, who is H4ZD underscore on Twitter. Ross hasn't done much for a little while, but super, super talented bloke. Like an engineer, really. Like takes the different stems of Oasis tracks and messes around with them and mixes them up and stuff. Also puts like visuals on the YouTube as well. Really great stuff. Really talented guy. And I really hope that you know, he gets a job in the music industry because he's so talented. He really needs to, he needs to be putting that talent to use because he really is fantastic. So let's have a little bit of a Haze track. Another one that does fantastic work, similar vein. So we've got kind of mashups, remixes, taking a vocal from one thing and a guitar part from one thing and putting it together, making Liam and Noel duet together, things like that, is Maxi Gonzalez, who is also fantastically talented. So after I mentioned this on Twitter, Maxi Gonzalez actually dropped me a message, and we've had a couple of messages back and forth, and I said, well, look, what would be really cool would be to actually hear from you how you do it, like why you set up the channel, and and a bit of the process about how you actually put these things together. So he recorded this little bit for us, and it's absolutely fantastic. So over to Maxi.
Hello people, I am Maxi from the YouTube channel Maxi Gonzalez Oasis. It's a pleasure to share what I do in this podcast. Thank you very much for the invitation. My channel started in 2016 when I wanted to listen to an acoustic version of Champagne Supernova. But unfortunately, Liam never did it in the 90s. So researching on the internet, I called in the track a cappella, and I mixed it with an acoustic track that I did with the help of my brother, because I didn't know play the guitar very well.
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find.
So I created other unpublished acoustic versions, such as Some I Say, Rocking Chair, Don't Go Away, and She's Electric, another song that didn't fit very well. With sound programs, I was able to extract the voice of Liam and create the a cappella.
Cold and frosty morning, there's not a lot to say about the things caught in my mind.
Then the channel began to go viral thanks to people, so I continued to create content, almost always version that were never made or were things like this. Cosmic Pop is a mashup between Black Star Dancing and a song by BDI. The channel is full of variety, acoustic, electric versions, mashups, mini documentaries, compilate, but one of the sections that most I like is when I choose a recent live version and not the voice of Noel and Liam, so that it seems that they are singing together. Such as Cast No Shadow. Use the unplugged version of Liam and add the chorus of Noel. I also made a video that was very emotional.
Chasing all the places that you never want.
Unfortunately, my first channel was closed by YouTube, but I was able to return, and right now I am working on a video for my secondary channel of B-Sides. I want to thank you all for the good comments and for always supporting the channel. Greetings from Argentina, Matt Farid.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you very much, Maxi. And I do recommend all of you going and subscribing to Maxi's channel. Absolutely fantastic stuff. Okay, here's a couple of others that aren't just sort of devoted to Oasis channels, but have done great work. There's a chap called Michael G. Moore. If you search Michael G. Moore Piano or Michael G. Moore Piano Oasis, you'll find him. What he's done, he does loads of piano stuff. He's based in London. He plays live and things. I've had a few messages with him. But one of the things he does is record. He has recorded the entire Oasis albums in kind of one go. So he sits and plays them from start to finish. But then also what he does is then adds on extra tracks on top of them and stuff like that, like adding on extra vocals and percussion and things over that sort of core track. It's really impressive. It's really impressive stuff. Very, very talented musician. And yeah, and to do whole albums from start to finish. Yeah, it's quite a task. And he does a great job. Hello, hello. Said it's good to be back, it's good to be back. Hello, 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 hello. You gotta roll with it, you gotta take your time, you gotta say what you say, don't let anybody get in your way. This is all too much for me to take. Getting onto the analysis side, I love music analysis. Yeah, as you know, I do bloody music analysis all the time. That's kind of what the podcast is. But I do really enjoy these music analysis videos. There's a guy called David Bennett. He's David Bennett Piano. He's done loads of stuff all about songwriting, all about the dynamic changes in songs and keys and chords and all that sort of stuff based on the piano. Looks like a very, very young English guy. I think I had a couple of messages with him. But yeah, he did a really good video on Oasis and the Beatles. And it was really good. It's just some really good examples. Nothing earth-shattering. If you're a big Oasis fan, you'll know them. But it was really good for someone that comes from that kind of YouTube world with that kind of classical training background to just dig into them, you know, and just break it down a bit. So, David Bennett Piano.
Another great example of a Beatle-influenced Oasis song is She's Electric. The chorus melody in She's Electric is very reminiscent of the chorus melody in While My Guitar Gently Weeps. The part which is most distinctive is when the melody jumps up to this G sharp and then climbs down F sharp and then E. Both melodies do this in the exact same fashion. And I want you now. I don't know why. And the outro to She's Electric is incredibly similar to the outro of With a Little Help from My Friends.
Yes, I get by with a little help from my friends, with a little help from my friends.
So there's been quite a few react to Oasis videos. It's quite entertaining. They're quite interesting to watch, these sort of reacting, someone listening to Oasis for the first time and reacting to them. It's quite entertaining. There is one guy, and I will give a shout out to Dan Wild, who is at DanWild13, for pointing this out to me. This chap called Rob K Reacts from Canada. This is interesting. Rob's obviously an older guy. He's apparently only discovered Oasis 9 months ago. And he's basically going through and listening to the songs for the first time and kind of giving his reactions as he goes, which is interesting. I'd love to sort of go back to the time when I could hear these songs for the first time. So it's quite interesting to hear a guy who obviously knows his stuff, he's into music, going and listening to Oasis songs in kind of real time and reacting to them. So it's quite entertaining. You can check it out.
Okay, man, these guys ever do a bad tune? Like, really? Fucking really, man? Come on, man. I'm so in love with this tune, man. It's so easy to sing along with without knowing what he's singing. But Noel's fucking a genius, man. He may be a fucking dick and a prick and a see you next Tuesday right now, but man, back in the day there, lightning in a fucking bottle right there, baby. Let's go. Going down, but it's all just the same at the end of the day.
There is quite a few other first-time hearing videos. Probably the biggest one is there's a guy called Crown Family. He's done quite a lot of these first-time hearing videos. He did one on Champagne Supernova, which is quite entertaining. So you might want to check that out. We're getting high
someday. Where were you when we was getting high? I like how it started off and had that ocean sound to it. It just made me feel like I was at the beach or something. You will
find me. There's also other just general kind of music reviewers that have done breakdowns of songs. It does often tend to be Wonderwall, which is kind of annoying because you'd like to hear them break down other tracks. There's a chap called Rick Beato who does a series called What Makes This Song Great. And he did an episode on Oasis, so that's worth giving a listen to.
Well, first of all, one of the things that you can realize about this song that everybody will agree with, unless you have no taste at all, is that Liam Gallagher is an amazing singer. He's got incredible attitude, but this vocal performance...
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do.
So all those blues, blues notes in there are incredibly great. He starts out today, and he's singing that note there, that note B, which is the 11th. So he's implying a minor 11th on this minor 7 chord. Today is gone. And on that A chord, he's singing the sus 2. So it gives it so much power, having those color tones on there. Really, really makes the melody sound great right off the bat.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels Incredible. The way I do about you now.
There is a guy called the Pop Song Professor. He's done a breakdown of Wonderwall as well, which is worth checking out, so give it a listen.
What is the song Wonderwall about? If people who really seem to hate One Direction wrote this song, and at one hand they could be just so like cynical and kind of angry sounding, but then on the other hand they write this song that's so deep and meaningful to so many people, what's going on here? Well, as far as specific definitions go, Noel, the guy who wrote it, says that a Wonderwall is an imaginary friend who's going to come and save you from yourself. which is interesting because originally a lot of people thought it was about his wife. But he later claimed, the meaning of that song was taken away from me by the media who jumped on it. Somebody in the media was like, hey, it's about his girlfriend. And his girlfriend read it, was like, oh, that's so sweet. And then he's like, what am I gonna do? Tell her that it's not about her? The guy who actually sings it, Liam, Noel's brother, he says a Wonderwall can be anything. It's just a beautiful word. It's like looking for that bus ticket and you're trying to effing find it, that bastard, and you finally find it and you pull it out, effing mega, that is me Wonderwall. I shouldn't laugh, I think that's just like the accent and the dialect. But it's just combined with all of the like swearing, it's just, I don't know, it sounds like it would be either really fun or really difficult to hang out with these guys.
And here's an interesting one. We've got a guy here called Ken Tamplin. He's a vocal coach, and he did a, you know, when these like such and such a person reacts like they're a professional, whether it's, you know, animator reacts or, you know, digital CGI artist reacts. Well, this is a vocal coach reacting, and this is to Liam doing For What It's Worth at Air Studios.
So another thing I like about this kind of songwriting is, you know, you have the verse that's really catchy. And then when you get to the chorus, it kind of takes a left turn into a pop thing that's also really catchy. Then he does the breakdown. And, you know, then we have all these nuances of four extra bars here and four extra bars there of these tasty seventh licks. And, you know, again, really heavy Beatles stuff. But then when he gets to the bridge and, he takes you to a whole other turn so that by the time you want to come back to the chorus, you're like, ah, I want to hear the chorus again. So much pop of today is just kind of beating on the chorus, beating on the chorus, beating on the chorus. And it just doesn't take you places like this. So I really admire and respect that. All right, let's continue.
So obviously there's far more out there on YouTube, and I haven't gone into all the kind of, you know, people that have clipped out bits of interviews, people that have clipped out other things. There's been some great kind of Oasis documentaries put up. You know, there was one that guy Carlo Sigzauk, who disappeared off the face of the earth, he did a few years ago, and I did the voiceover for it. So there's plenty of other stuff. Do feel free to get in touch. Let me know what ones that you like. So I did actually ask for you guys if you had any other comments or options. I mentioned Dan Wilde pointing out that Rob K reacts. Dan Best said he likes the Pretty Reckless covering Champagne Supernova with Dear Prudence, which is really cool. So let's have a bit of that. The sun is up, the sky is blue, it's beautiful, and so are you, dear Prudence. Won't you come out to play? If we're going into random covers, there was a bizarre Don't Look Back in Anger cover. Yeah, Vintage New Orleans by Maya Sykes. Over 2 million views for that from Postmodern Jukebox. So that's an interesting one. Check this out. Comments. Craigovich said, he bigged up Georgia Rose 16. For anyone that plays guitar, Pete is the go-to guy on YouTube for your Oasis tutorials. Literally covered almost the entire Oasis catalog, either with covers or lessons. Not bad for an Aussie. Not bad at all. Craig Watson mentioned a couple. Ken Tamplin vocal trainer one. And also, he said, not sure if it's relevant, but the Sigzauk documentaries on YouTube, absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Mentioned that one before because I did the voiceover on it, so yep, definitely agree with that. Brandon at the band Delta said, I always thought the Green Day Boulevard of Broken Dreams stroke Wonderwall mashup was worth the listen. I did say only listen. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. There is a few other sort of this song meshed with this one. Yeah, let's drop in a little bit of this Green Day meets Oasis. Now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do. Watch you now. Derek Cars said, echo everyone else in here saying Georgia Rose 16. And a couple of other ones I just wanted to mention that I forgot about previously. There's a really good one that demonstrates the vocal range of Liam Gallagher. So it goes from like the lowest note he sings up to the very highest, which is cool. Woke up this morning.
Off the stage, faded away into the crowd. She sometimes says I'm lying. She thinks that I don't care. I know that if I see you, I have to look and smile. I know that if I hear you, I think I'll run.
There's also a few others I won't pick in, but that sort of do comparisons of Liam's voice from sort of 94 to now, which is interesting. And finally, I just wanted to end with this one. So there's a YouTube channel called Pluff Nub, and he does very bizarre things. He'll do like strange things with songs. And he messed with Wonderwall. And so I don't think there's anywhere to go after this one. I think we'll end with this. But as I said, do please get in touch if you've got other little gems that you found on YouTube that you'd like the people to know about.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
I'd just like to apologise. I know that was a pretty horrible experience, but there you go. Hey, that's even with the vocals that horrible, still pretty better than most new music out there. Speaking of new music, I am very seriously looking to start a new music-based podcast. I've sort of bandied this around for a while with a few different people. I was thinking about, well, do we do it as a round table sort of thing? Or like, remember the first time pod do theirs? Or do we do it as a, you know, as a regular Skype thing? Do you do it as a YouTube thing? How do you do it? It's always so hard. It's hard to get people together, especially with my schedule. I'm often just finding time to do bits and pieces when I can. But what I do really want to do is something specifically and more than I can do on the Oasis podcast to help promote new music. Because it frustrates me that typical indie bands, guitar bands, Britpop bands, whatever you want to call it, are not getting any mainstream attention. You know, there's some really great bands out there, really exciting bands, and it's just not happening because, you know, all of the likes of Radio 1, Six Music, seem to be more focused on either hip-hop, or if it is in the sort of the indie rock world, it tends to be like the quirkier, weirder stuff, which is great, you know, and I do like a lot of that. But there's a place for Oasis, cast, ocean color scene, blue tones, that style band. And then even from the mid-2000s, the your likes of Franz Ferdinand and the Fratellis, and, you know, we're talking about really cool bands making great music. And yeah, they're not getting the space, they're not getting the time. There's some amazing bands out there. You know, people that I've featured on here, like the Barretts and the Clockworks. And I think that we can really start a community around them. I wonder if the Lathams are going to absolutely break through and completely smash it this year. I was thinking they would kind of end of last year, and it hasn't really happened. But, you know, the album should come out. They're selling out gigs. It's something else. So I'm hoping that maybe the Lathams can be the band that kick something off, and I'd like to help try and be a part of that. So if you'd like to be involved in that, I think what my plan is more to do is just me record like the main element to it, and then have different people send in kind of their reports. If they're going to a gig, they want to review it, they want to interview the person, that's fine, do it, ping it into me, and I can kind of collate it all, and then we'll put it out maybe once a month, something like that. Feature a few different bands every month. I think it'd be great. I think it'd be really exciting. Anyway, let me know what you think of that. I'm talking to a couple of people about tying in with, you know, a big official company or something, to sort of make it a bit more official, and try and get a few more eyes on it and ears. But yeah, there we go. Right, I think that will do it for a JC at home rambling to himself episode. Thank you very much for listening to the Oasis podcast, and a special thanks go to our patrons. As always, you put your money where your mouth is, and it is greatly, greatly appreciated. We've had one new patron in the last couple of weeks, which was James Gates. Thank you, James, and welcome aboard. You can support the show at patreon.com/oasispod, which is where we post articles and updates, and the episodes normally go up there early, and also bonus episodes. And I'm going to be doing more of those this year. So any suggestions for me, more than happy to do that. Do follow me on Instagram and at Oasis Pod, and Twitter and Facebook, Oasis Podcast. Email me at oasispod@gmail.com. Please subscribe on YouTube, and please subscribe and review on iTunes. And you can get the book on This Day in Music or on Amazon. Thank you very much for listening to the Oasis podcast, and as ever, stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.